On this episode, I talk about PSA's update and also what I think is driving the prices down for sports cards.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. PSA sent a nice little email to everyone, and everyone got all excited. They said, "Ooh, are they going to start grading cards again?" No. But what they did say was, "Oh, we're going to be completely caught up on order entry by the end of May." Lovely. And we're on track to begin reintroducing service levels on July 1st. Oh, that's lovely. So in essence, they're saying, yeah, we think we're going to open up in July 1st. Which ones, we don't know. We're not probably going to do the bulk submissions or things like that, because we're going to get our pants blown off again. But just giving you a heads up. That's pretty much what it says. Now, moving forward, I know people, there was a podcast talking about the future of, where PSA was going and, why prices are starting to dip down. And so I didn't listen to it because I didn't want to be, why would I be able to think of words, at this time, but persuaded or one way or the other. What I feel is this: PSA doesn't want to get their doors blown off again. I think the new owners are a little bit smarter, and they know that they have a black eye, even though people are still submitting, sending cards in, and that all that good stuff. So what I think they're going to do, which we've already seen some sneak peeks of pricing and things like that, is they're going to be really expensive. They're going to be really, really expensive. Why? A, they'll make just as much money as they did before grading less cards. That's basically what it comes down to. That's the number one answer. Them doing bulk, they have to do the same amount of looking at a card and grading a card for a $1,000 card that they do for a $20 card. So might as well make more money. It's just going to be, cost. You want to raise your, if you're selling on eBay and you want to raise your prices, make more money, your average cost per item has to move up. And so that's all they're doing. That's what it comes down to. Instead of building up all an East headquarters and a West headquarters and hiring all these people, which they have, let's just raise the prices, do a lot less, do a better job at service, and just deal with the higher end cards. People are going to be, they're going to get more publicity, because every single high-end card is going to be a PSA card, because people are going to go, all right, this is a high-end card. I'm not going to send it to Beckett or SGC or whoever. I want to get the biggest bang for my buck. I'm going to send it to PSA. And so I think that's the number one and pretty much the only thing that I see. I shouldn't say that. I think the second thing is they purchased that company, Genement, and they're trying to integrate their technology, and it's going to be eventually everything's going to be computerized. A person isn't going to come in and grade it. It's just going to get scanned, and based off the parameters that PSA gives, it's going to give a grade. I would think that you would be able to get this stuff at home or be able to try to figure it out. And so you know what you would get if you had sent it in and then sent them in. That would be pretty cool. But we know that's not going to happen. I'm telling you, every single time I do a podcast in my house, a phone rings. Phone won't ring for hours. But if I'm doing a podcast, phone's going to ring. God, it's annoying. Anyway, so that is going to be the next step, I believe. When they really start integrating technology, they are going to be able to process more cards, be able to do it faster. Then I think they'll start lowering their prices or introduce that bulk pricing, bulk submissions again, once they have that under control, because then they'll be able to do they won't have one guy, you know, going over every single card. They just have a computer and they're just going to go have a machine. That's what I think. That's what I would do if I was in their shoes. And I think that's the way they're going. I think SGC and Beckett, they're going to be in trouble because I don't think they're doing any of it. They may be, and maybe they're doing it behind the scenes. You know, I'm sure they may have even talked about it. Maybe I should have done a little research on that. Sorry about that, guys. But they're nowhere near. I don't think they are, and their prices reflect it. CGS, I think they're going to be a company to reckon with. I actually just bought 3 slabs on a Facebook sale because, A, I wanted to see the cards, and they're not cards that I was, you know, aiming to get, but maybe they're cards that if I don't like the grade, I can break them out and send it to PSA eventually, which I would like not to do. I would like to stay away from PSA because of their horrifically bad service for all these years, and we're just taking it up the keister. But I think they're going to be the real deal. They got a lot of guys from PSA. I don't want to go into it too much because I don't know enough, and I haven't done my submission yet. I'm going to have 50 cards I'm going to be sending in, and I haven't received 3 cards yet. So I want to hold my praise of them, but I'm part of the CGS Facebook group, and from what I see from other people that are being submitted, they grade tough. They grade tough. I mean, to get a 10, you don't see them too often. So I think they're going to carry that premium price of like a Beckett. It might not be there yet, but it definitely would be more money than a PSA 10. That I can guarantee. 9.5s right now, CGS are probably on the line of Beckett, maybe a little bit lower, maybe a little bit higher, depending on the card. Same thing. I mean, I think SGC, Beckett, they're all similar. I think SGC is starting to lag a little bit. Would want to see what they do with vintage as well. If I've seen cards from CGS being graded from vintage, and I don't think I would do it because I think they grade too hard. I think they grade rough. But you know, I'm not gonna say I'm an expert as well. I wouldn't say that because I haven't seen enough. I've only seen what comes through through the Facebook feed. Now, another topic I wanted to talk about is the downward trend of sports cards. Prices are going down a lot. One thing I saw, and I don't know if that podcast spoke about it, I saw like a post basically saying like, hey, everybody's going out. They're thinking about less about cards because COVID is starting to go down a bit because a lot of people are getting vaccinated in the United States. I don't think that's the case. These fat slobs were not going outdoors before. They're not going out now. I think there's a little partial to it because you do have new meat in the sports card world. So they're getting in there. They're paying attention to what's going on. So they're buying cards. So those people, maybe a little bit, maybe the stimulus money is now started to run out. But I don't think that's really, I think it's just a culmination of a lot of little things. You have inflation, you know, baseball, it's not just a little bubble. There's also a world out there that is pretending that we're okay right now financially when we just keep on printing money. And prices of wood have gone up like by 5. Houses of price is going up. You can, you know, coffee, everything is just going up. And your dollar doesn't go as far. So it's going to be the same with sports cards. And, you know, after a while, you know, people don't have that money. So it's going to go down. So I think you have a little bit of everything right now. I think people got a little too nuts, especially on those base cards. People started going after those more rare cards, which I think those prices really haven't waned too much. But I think it's just a cycle. That's all it is. Prices go up. People are trying to take their gains. Maybe it's gone down a little bit too much. You're going to get a catalyst of the basketball playoffs. So that's going to start making things go up again. Baseball's going to start heating up. People are starting to attend baseball. Baseball's going to start, you know, doing its thing. So I think you have a lot of stuff that is going to propel it back up again. Sports card shows, they're starting to come about. People are going to get pumped. There are going to be a lot of people going to sports card shows now. And you know what's going to happen. People are going to get pumped. They're going to be amped. And they are going to be buying cards. And that's going to help as well. So I think this is just a small downward turn. It's going to come right back up. It's cyclical. It's a cycle. Over and over again. I don't know. You should be buying now if there's a certain guy that you like just because he went down. If it was up a month ago and prices have gone down and the guy really hasn't done bad or poorly, you should still have faith in the guy. Buy him. Buy the dip, as they say. That's what I'm seeing right now. I'm super pumped for sports card shows. I went to one recently. I'm going to do another podcast separately on some of the mistakes, some of the things you should watch out for. So stay tuned for that. I don't want to get into sports card releases because, to be honest with you, I don't know anything right now. I got to do some research because, truthfully, I'm not buying a thing, these newer cards. I can't grade them in PSA. Maybe I can send them off to the other grading companies, but by the time I get them back, PSA will be up and running. It's just boxes are too expensive. I've just been sticking to slabs, trying to sell some of my cards. I do have an eBay, like a YouTube video that I think will help you guys out. Just some tips and strategies. Not like physically how you actually do it, sell on eBay, but it's been working out well. The more you list, the more you're going to make. That's really what it comes down to. If you list every single day, even if it's a couple a day, you will get traction in your store and you will make bank. But that was it. It's a really short thing that I have today. I just wanted to get my initial thoughts about PSA, about the downward trend. Guys, head over to svacardcollectors.com. I have a bunch of articles on there. We also have the Facebook group. We're chatting away. And every Monday on Clubhouse, we have a talk at 9 o'clock Eastern. Eastern is the only time zone that really matters. I'm sorry. Nobody cares about Central and West. Suck it. But, all right, guys. You guys know what to do. Buy some cards. Go broke. Later.